Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room. Troyer.
Watch the live stream at band.
So as the left, the liberal Democrats are all up in arms about you talking about Kamala Harris's self-identity. Well, let's remember where this conversation actually started, because it didn't start on the right. No, it actually started on the left. Listen to Don Lemon in 2020 when they were parading Kamala around as an African-American. Don Lemon didn't really take too kindly to that. Remember this in clip 8?
Number one, she is a black woman. She's a mixed race woman. When you see her, you see her blackness. But she is also South Asian. Her mom is South Asian, and her dad is Jamaican.
Let me listen. Yes. More power to her. And I think it's great. That should be enough. Listen, it is enough that she's a black woman.
We are not a monolith.
I think you're not hearing what people are saying. The people who are saying, is she black enough? That's bull. That's BS. But to want a distinction to say, is she African American or is she black or is she whatever? There is nothing wrong with that. There is a difference between being African American and being black. Latino people are people of color, but they're not black. They're brown people.
She is a woman of color, but she is a black woman.
Okay, that's why I agree with that. I agree with that. But is she African American?
No.
But is she African American? There is a difference. There's nothing wrong with that. No one is trying to take anything away from her.
Let's go down into her lineage.
I think you're falling. I think you're falling into a trap of that. All she had to do was say, "I am black, but I'm not African American." That's it.
Let me finish. Hold on. I'm not falling into a trap by that. When she goes down her lineage, many Africans landed in Jamaica and all these other Caribbean islands.
They were slaves of the Harris family.
Jamaica's not America.
African American mixed with other races, but she is
Jamaica's not America.
But she is a black woman. She
Jamaica
was born
did not
here.
Come
in
out of Jim Crow.
Okay, well let's go
saying.
Into Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz.
This is not about Ted Cruz. You're changing the subject.
I know, but you know what? We can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was actually the left that started this conversation, because they're the ones that put so much value in your skin color. So it's important to determine, you know, they value you based off your skin color, but there's different caste systems. And so we need to make sure we're giving you the right value. And Don Lemon is making sure Kamala is getting the proper value here. But April Ryan is pushing back. Maybe it's Sonny Hostin on The View. It was okay to question Nikki Haley's self-identity, but don't you dare question Kamala Harris's in clip 14.
Nikki Haley's gone by Nikki since she was a child. It's documented in high school. I wouldn't be shocked that as somebody, an Indian woman growing up in South Carolina at that time, she actually did to avoid prejudice. So I just want to be careful about critiquing her for going by Nikki.
There's some of us that can be chameleons and decide not to embrace our ethnicity so that we can pass.
I don't think that's fair.
It's necessary. You know, I think if she leaned into...
A ton of people don't go by their color. Wait, I'm serious.
I think to question someone's racial identity,
especially him,
the bar has fallen so low.
Yeah.
Now, the message is obvious here. You can question anything a conservative or a Republican wants to be or claims, never a liberal Democrat. Never. Never. But let's go back to 2020, where MSNBC admitted Kamala Harris was a DEI hire in clip 7.
In fact, there's some reporting from Axios this morning that suggests Joe Biden is down to two, Kamala Harris and Susan Rice. But in your piece, you write, don't forget about Elizabeth Warren. Do you think she's still in this conversation?
I don't really, Willie. I think that she really did herself well during the campaign. I think she's been a big ally and an important ally during the recent months on the policy side. I just think at the end of the day that Joe Biden is going to pick a woman of color and that he'd get a lot of blowback if he didn't. And he doesn't need a lot of blowback right now. That's what he can't afford. That's what I mean by rock the boat. So I think Susan Rice or Kamala Harris would both be great picks. I've said for a long time that I think Kamala Harris is the strongest in the strongest position just because she checks so many boxes. You know, it's sort of like I think about being at the horse track and checking the racing form.
But after George Floyd's killing, there was certainly a shift in the Biden camp to needing, to wanting to pick a woman of color for that.
So she was a DIE pick. Thank you. For the VP.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is Hernando Arce. You follow him on X, Hernando Arce, and let me tell you, in the last, I don't know, week or two, he has broken some of the biggest stories dealing with the southern border. And I was originally going to invite him on over this one video where he was confronting a group of illegal aliens that are talking about how they're going to register to vote. Since then, he's shot hours of footage where they're overloading airports. He shot even more footage of the miners that are being transported into the country, and so he joins me now. Hernando, where do you even begin with all the video that you have and the recent phenomenon at the southern border? Because, you know, the Democrats want to make this claim like, oh, we've stopped it. Border crossings are down. I mean, a blatant lie. But it's like we're sitting here dealing with Kamala Harris and the borders are argument and all this stuff. You're down there filming. This is not stopping. The invasion is still on.
Yes, Owen, thank you for having me back on the War Room. The invasion continues here at the southern border, and I'm able to document it from my sector, which is San Antonio, Texas. And we can talk about any of those topics that I'm breaking in regards to the invasion of our country, Owen.
Let's talk about registering to vote, because now there's multiple videos where they're bragging about, yeah, I've been registered to vote. And they don't know any better. They don't know our laws. They don't know our system. They get brought in. The Democrats hire lawyers. As soon as they get in here through the process, they sit down with the Democrat lawyers and they teach them how to vote and they register them to vote and they tell them to vote Democrat. So you go out and talk to them and they're like, yeah, I was registered to vote. They don't know it's illegal.
Yes. And first of all, when they enter our country, there is a small majority that are coming through CBP1, the app, which is unconstitutional. It's a scam type of approach. And these people think they're actually coming here legally. But I tell them that's not a legal app. That's never been approved by Congress, number one. So once they enter here thinking they're legal, yes, they we're seeing here now at the American Replacement Center, as I coined it, the Migration Center, that we have in these insurance companies, you know, Obamacare insurance companies coming to the center. Now, these companies that are coming, they're not coming from San Antonio. They're coming from other parts of the country. The last one I filmed, they came from Miami. What is a organization that's selling Obamacare coming from Miami to San Antonio, Texas? And they're registering these people to register to eventually get Obamacare. Understand that they don't qualify for Obamacare, but they tell me once they get the work permit, then they'll be qualified in the states where they're going, where their sponsors are, if they have sponsors, and then that's when they're going to start the paperwork. And of course, once they apply for Obamacare, they'll just check off the part that says, would you be willing to vote, Owen?
Yeah, and so I actually have a big story from America First Legal right here, where they're getting a bunch of information about the CBP1 app. I mean, this is actually an unbelievable thing what Mayorkas has done here with the Biden administration. I mean, I'm not even sure. It's like, what is the biggest controversy here? The fact that they're flying them in on airplanes paid for by U.S. taxpayers. The fact that they're basically giving them
I mean, folks, imagine you go and download an app and there's all this legalese, or you update your phone, there's all this legalese, and you just have to click I accept, and then you download the app. You don't actually read the fine print. Well, that's basically what they're doing to get into the country. It's just, oh, yeah, click this button on this app. You're now into the country. Congratulations. Or, I mean, the fact that they're trying to register them to vote, I mean, it's like, I don't even know what the biggest controversy here is. I mean, now you've got them bringing in the minors. I mean, minors are being trafficked in.
Yes, the last video I posted was I went undercover as a chauffeur driver here in San Antonio Airport, and I took 8 illegal aliens, 7 of them children, 1 of them was a young mother. I took them down from San Antonio. They came in from Houston. So understand that these children, these unaccompanied alien children, they call them UACs, right? They move from camp to camp. There's over 300 camps in this country that cater to these children that come without parents through the border. Over 500 children have come in through our borders without any guardian. So the video I captured was me chauffeuring them to 4 different locations. Each camp is separated by gender. There's 2 genders, by the way, and age groups. So
They don't have a section for trans kids?
No, sir, they don't.
Oh, that's kind of bigoted. Wow.
Yeah, it's really a sad topic, Owen, and it was really hard to do this post because they were doing it in the middle of the night. You know, they took these kids to, I drove them to 4 different posts, and it was really sad to see it, you know. And, you know, the last one I posted was the 3 boys that came off the van. And, you know, this is done at 2 o'clock in the morning to an NGO location, which we're trying to identify what the NGO's name is, because I don't know yet, in Brownsville, Texas, Owen.
Well, okay, let's try to do the work that Kamala Harris was supposed to do. Okay, the root cause, right? The root cause. I mean, I think the most obvious root cause, or what people would kind of assume is the obvious root cause, is, well, they're coming from downtrodden areas of downtrodden countries, or they're just impoverished in these countries. They can't get a leg up, whatever it is. Basically, they're just in a bad situation in whatever country they're from, for whatever reason. They're just in a bad situation, so they just want to come here. But I think that's kind of missing the story. And I'm curious, with the conversations you have here, how much of the root cause is them understanding and knowing, hey, if you come here, you get a free ride. You can come to America, you get free money, you get free food, you get free shelter, you can go to whatever city you want. It's all paid for. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, we just found out that these illegal aliens are getting $13,000 a month for their prepaid food cards. So, I mean, how much of the root cause is actually the policy luring them in with the free stuff?
Well, that's a great question. It's ironic that these people from all over the world, 180 different countries, are all escaping socialism / communism. And that's what we're unfortunately practicing now in the last 40 years in our country. But yes, you know, there are 8 billion people in the planet. Are we supposed to let everybody in here because they want a better lifestyle? When I interview these illegals on camera, you know, the majority of them tell me that they're here for economic reasons, like over 90% of them. And so, you know, when I push them a little harder and say, well, that's not grounds for asylum. And that's when they change their story. And they say, well, you know, but I was persecuted as a cab driver or this and that in my country. But you can tell it's all lies. So these are all the majority, mass majority of them are fake asylum seekers, Owen. And, you know, they come here for a better life. Yes, but that's, you know, we can't let every person to come here for a better life. By the way, there's a line of people that have been waiting for 10 years to come here the right way. What are we telling the people that are waiting in line, that pay thousands of dollars in attorney fees and have their families separate because they're doing it the right way? What does that say to them? They're the ones that should be standing up more than you and I, Owen.
Well, and let's be clear about this one, too, because they're not just going through the legal process to become a citizen or you know, achieve immigrant status. They're actually coming here with prospects. They actually want to come here and work, and they want to learn the language, and they right. want to actually become a citizen of the United States. They're not coming here for the free handout. They're not coming here to be a charity case, which is the vast majority of the 12 million, whatever the number is, let's say 12 million, since Joe Biden got into the White House. And so that's the big difference, aside from just them skipping mm-hmm. the line. You know, a lot of these people are coming in here and they're literally weighing down our system and sucking off our system.
Absolutely. And it's unfortunate because we're $35 trillion in debt. These people that are on the left, they always question me, like when I'm at the airport and I get some pushback. And they're like, where did your mother come from? You're an illegal too. I'm like, excuse me, my mom came here legally in 1965. This is one of the last acts John F. Kennedy legislated was for opening up the borders to other countries besides European Anglo-Saxon countries. And she came here the right way. And you, like you said, she learned the language. She eventually became a U.S. citizen after getting her green card. These people, it's a wholly different animal because we have a $1 trillion welfare system in our country. $1 trillion a year in welfare, if you add it all up, right? Medicaid and et cetera, in all 50 states. So, yeah, this is bankrupting our country. Of course, you and I understand this is done by design, the Cloward and Piven strategy. And I'm documenting because I want to make sure that no one tries to rewrite history, because you know they were going to try to rewrite history within a couple years from now. But all my videos are clouds and on a hard drive so that it will never go away, going. And that's why my mission here is to document, and I do this for God and country like I end all my videos on.
Well, and I'm telling you, the content you've been putting out is like some of the most powerful stuff I've seen recently. So I had to get you on, folks. Follow him on X at Hernando ARCE. And he uploads new stuff like every day. And you can he'll show you how to support his work from there as well, his Rumble channel, everything else. And just shocking stuff that he's recording every day. I mean, you just heard about some of his work here. But, you know, the whole asylum thing is like their new abracadabra, right? The left has all these abracadabra words that they use to just shut you down. Well, these people are not actually seeking asylum. There's supposed to be parameters when we talk about asylum. You're supposed to be in a neighboring country. So you're supposed to be in the next country over, not traveling through an entire continent, not flying across an ocean. It's supposed to be your neighboring country, and then there's supposed to be either a political asylum or financial asylum, essentially. So this is not what we're experiencing. So they just use this word asylum, but it's not asylum. It's just another abracadabra, we're letting 12 million people in, asylum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. It's a scheme. It's definitely a scheme. And listen, we never had this in our history at the border. You know, for 100 years, we never had this type of surge of these asylum seekers. So, you know, they are not asylum seekers. And, you know, we have laws in this book and on the books. And the problem is we don't have leadership. And that's why we need Donald Trump in the presidency come January, because I want to see and I want to participate. I'm hoping that Donald Trump or his staff watch this video so I can get deputized as an American citizen to do some arrests and return these illegals, because it's going to be a major campaign. So I put my hat in the ring. I'm in the arena and I plan here to stay. We can also talk about SB4. SB4 is a Texas law that was passed early this year, and it's in limbo. It's in courts. We can't even get the law enforcement in our state to return these illegals because it's stuck in the courts. SB4. So let's not forget about that. And I spoke to an illegal alien this week, and he told me that there's a caravan of over 50,000 illegals that are getting ready to come up to the United States border. So heads up on that. 50,000, Owen.
Yeah, the numbers are not stopping. Again, we kind of got distracted, I think, dealing with the Kamala borders are, controversy back and forth. And then they just claim, oh, the numbers are down. The numbers are down because we're close to an election and this is a big issue. I mean, Kamala is now campaigning on border security. I mean, paint my nose red and honk it. I mean, that's the most ludicrous thing. But again, it's like the Democrat voters just don't even care. Hey, we're all in for Joe Biden. No, wait, never mind. It's Kamala Harris. What's next? They'll just hop on the train. They don't even ask a single question. So, you know, you mentioned, because look, let's put it like this, because you talk about getting deputized. If the federal government wants to stop somebody from getting somewhere, they can do it. They can do it. They can do it. No problemo. Not an issue. If the federal government wants to fine somebody, they can do it. No problemo. They have no issues doing it. They will find that person or they will stop that person from getting where they want to go. They have no issues when they want to do it, when they want to do it. So this idea that, oh, we can't stop them all from coming in, or this idea is, oh, we can't send them all back home. Bullcrap. If the federal government has the will, the federal government will find the way. But it seems like they only have the will against us, law-abiding American citizens.
Well, you should know you were arrested in federal prison for a number of months, Owen. And the way I see it coming out, God willing, God will have Donald Trump win the presidency because God has a mission for him. And he took a shot to the head and survived for a reason. He will win the election. It's going to be a roller coaster ride until that election day. He will win it. And once he wins it, the way I see it playing out, Owen, and I'm boots on the ground. I'm a guerrilla journalism type of style. The way I see it coming out to play is 30% of these illegals that are already here, a lot of them are not happy here. I can tell you, you know, that from experience talking to them. They already want to leave. I interviewed one illegal this week who was looking, who just got here, was trying to get back to Venezuela. Now, he might have been a coyote with a child trying to traffic because he had tattoos from the gang in Venezuela, Tren de Aragua.
By the way, this is all posted on your X account. If people want to go see this, you have the videos and the images posted on your X account. Yeah, but carry on.
Yeah. So these, a lot of them are going to self-deport because they're not happy here. They're talking about separation of family in cages. Well, the Biden-Harris regime has separated 20 million families that want to go back home. Now that Venezuela, hopefully, was going to have a new administration, maybe this be a great reason for to go back home and fight for your country instead of coming here and sucking on the tit of the government. And so 30% are going to self-deport. The other 30% is going to get dirty. It's going to be, you know, the door-to-door combat to get these people out of here. And a lot of them are criminals. We already know that. And then the way I see it, the last 30%, you will never find them or they will be given release with a dismissal of removal. And so I see 30% leaving, 30% being having to get handcuffed and thrown on a plane to get out of here. And then the last 30% are going to unfortunately stay in the shadows of our country, Owen. That's how I see it playing out.
Well, let me ask you this, because you are boots on the ground and you deal with these people directly. What is the – and I know that it's probably a separate case for each individual that you talk to. But what is like – I don't know. What kind of vibes, I guess, do you get from them? Like, do they seem confused? Do they seem like they already have a plan? Do they seem like they're expecting free stuff? Like, what is – what is their expectation or what is their attitude, their energy when they finally get here and they're now in the final stages of the process?
Great question. For the last couple of years, it was predominantly Venezuelan coming here. At the center was over 60% Venezuelans. That has changed now because a lot of people don't notice, but the Biden-Harris regime has expanded the temporary protective status of many other countries. And the new ones are now Colombia, Ecuador, Honduras, and a couple other countries, Peru, I believe. And so we're seeing a lot more assortment of different countries coming here as opposed to a year or 2 years ago from mostly Venezuelan, Cuban, and Haitian. They had the original temporary protective status, which is still in effect. And temporarily is basically forever. You know, they stay here forever. It's not temporary at all. But to answer your question, understand, Owen, the people that I'm getting that coming through Piedra Negras, Laredo, Brownsville, McAllen, that whole Del Rio sector are coming to my center, which is 2 hours from the border. Now, you asked if they have a plan. They don't have a plan. The majority of them don't have any money to take an airplane ticket. And that's when the Catholic Charities had came last year and paid over $1 million a month on airline tickets for illegals to go into the interior, which I helped expose that story. But they come here without no plan. They're basically homeless. They're a third world class homeless category now. They're in the streets of San Antonio, at the center, in the perimeter. They have no plan, and so they have to beg, steal, and borrow to get a plane ticket to go into the interior. A lot of them sell services or other kind of services to afford that $300 ticket to get into the interior. So they have no plan. They have a sense of entitlement, yes. You know, the Venezuelan people and these people are hardworking people. I'm not saying that they're just sucking, you know, on the tit of the government, but they come here to work. They want a work permit, and then once they get the work permit, of course, the Democratic Party is going to work to get them to vote. And I'm seeing that. I did a post. I actually didn't post it yet. This Sunday, we had a church come to the center offering free food. It had a Venezuelan flag. I'm going to post it this week. And they were registering these people. I'm like, why are you taking their information if you're giving them free clothing and food? Oh, no, we're taking their information so we could pray for them. That's not true. They were taking their addresses places where they live, their phone number, and their email, so they can put it into a database. These NGOs have millions and millions of a database of these illegals. They're going to use it to steal the election this year, not 2028, this year. That is the big story that we need to focus on. The NGOs are dirty. All the charities, they're dirty. They're sharing that information with the Democratic Party. I bet you $100, $1 million.
They're getting paid for it. Absolutely. They're essentially political hitmen at this point. They're getting paid for this whole thing. I mean, they're definitely taking money off the top. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. They're making seven figures easy a year off of these deals. I mean, we've seen some of the contracts. You've exposed some of it. I've talked to other whistleblowers here on air. So you're definitely spot on about that. I mean, come on. I mean, it's so obvious, folks. I mean, just look at the numbers that are being thrown at this issue. But another big point you bring up, and this is why it's like, how do we get the American people to understand this? And they want to go after Trump. Oh, he said black job. Oh, what an insult. No, you know what he means. It's a black American who's losing their job. It could be anybody. The point is, if we look at the numbers, and I believe I even have a chart in front of me somewhere, but everybody's seen it. The Biden administration claims, oh, look at these new hires. Look at these new jobs. The vast majority are non-citizens. The vast majority of people getting these jobs. If anybody has used the service sector or specifically a ride sharing app or like I've had a appliance repairman come to my house or a food delivery app, they don't even speak English. How are you going to communicate with somebody that's trying to give you a ride or needs to get to your house or you need to communicate with them what's wrong with your appliance and they can't even speak English? Tell me how that's going to go. It's not going to take at all. And so it's like, there's your issue right there. And it's like, oh, well, the bad corporations, they're the ones in charge of inflation. Well, how about the bad corporations that are choosing to hire non-citizens for cheaper labor than Americans? Where's that story?
Yes, and don't fall into the trap of the Democratic Party, the Marxist Party, using race. That's all they have is race. Don't fall for that trap. They're deflecting. So whenever they bring up race, bring up the tax debate or bring up any other topic because all they have is race. That's the Marxists separate and conquer. And yes, these major corporations are using these children in their factories as work slaves as well. And, you know, the left always like to argue, well, they pay taxes. If you compare the amount of taxes they pay to the amount of money that they use in services, there's no comparison.
It's a joke.
No comparison.
Yeah, it's a complete joke.
So don't fall for it. And I know we're probably out of time, but I was already I also was handcuffed and detained by the SAPD last week for filming on a public street because an illegal alien didn't like the questions I was asking.
Well, yeah, well, you're a dirty American, so what do you think you're doing? This isn't your country anymore.
Yeah, well, I lost count of how many times I've been arrested and detained and put in jail and handcuffed and shackled for trespassing. Meanwhile, all these illegals have been trespassing.
It infuriates me. This is what they're doing. They're treating good Americans like yourself and myself like the criminals, and then they're bringing in the criminals and giving them the kings and queens treatment.
One last note. Please follow Ryan Mata and J.J. Carroll. They're putting out a document. You've interviewed them a couple times already. They're the producers of the show, of that document, that blockbuster document is coming out in September, October. So please follow them on thisistreason.com.
All right, Hernando, thank you so much for your time. Just keep up the great work, and I'll stay in touch. And anything you're breaking and any big news you get on camera, we're going to bring you on. All right, Roger Stone coming up next.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging. Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Secret nomination, the private, secret, top secret Democrat elite, dark of night, democracy dies in darkness, the party of democracy, without a single vote, single debate, single interview of Kamala Harris. I had to get Roger Stone. I just sent him a message earlier because I know he's busy. He's literally joining us from the car with his dry cleaning. I said, Roger, if you're busy, just give me a comment on the nominee. He said, no, we'll come on the show. So, great to be joined by Roger Stone. I think we're getting the first comments from Roger. Okay, Roger, they've done it. The secret nomination, not a single vote in the dark of night, Kamala Harris. What is your first response to this news today?
Well, clearly these people are a danger and a threat to our democracy. They have just nominated a candidate for president who has not won a single primary vote, who has not participated in a single debate, has not even given a one-on-one sit-down interview with any of the networks. That's because they know that unless she's on a teleprompter, she can't possibly make any sense at all. It was already a bad idea to have the Democrat nominating convention as late as August 19th. They already have, if they were the Republican Party, I should say, they'd have legal problems getting their candidate on the ballot. North Carolina, Nevada, Georgia deadline is coming up. But Democrats always seem to have a way to sort these problems out. State laws don't really matter to them. So I think that a couple things. They did it this way quickly because there is dissatisfaction in the Democrat Party with the force nomination of Kamala. But also, secondarily, are they really going to have a bricks and mortar on the ground convention like we had in Milwaukee? I doubt it, because they know that the violent demonstrations would be very much like Chicago in 1968. So the party that whines incessantly about democracy has just undemocratically nominated their candidate for president.
Well, it's not completely unprecedented for the Democrats to nominate somebody that doesn't receive a single vote, but canceling a convention?
Yeah, I think they realize that Chicago is potentially a disaster. They're trying to have it both ways on issues in the Middle East. And that's obvious when the president of the United States and the vice president of the United States refuse to go to a joint session of Congress to greet the prime minister of Israel when these Democrats have unfrozen $190 billion in assets for radical Islamic Iran, the money they use to finance their nuclear weapons development program, money they use to sponsor terrorism through Hamas and Hezbollah. We've come a very long way from the party of Harry Truman, the party that actually founded Israel. So they're desperately afraid to have anything real in their campaign. Kamala Harris's entire campaign is fake. Fake donors, fake polls. We have to get a rock band to come in that's very popular for our rally to make sure there's enough people to fill the seats. The whole thing is fake. It's all covered and promoted by fake news.
Yeah, but that gold necklace she had on was very real, Roger. That was a very real $62,000 yellow gold necklace. So not everything is fake. That nice fancy necklace, that it's she can be rich, just not the rest of the people. We're not allowed to have nice things. What do you make of there's the leaked video going around that appears to show that Harris is going to choose Shapiro for the vice president? They have since removed that video from the socials where they posted it. I mean, to me, that will just add to the controversy. Obviously, the same left that's going to be rioting in Chicago, the anti-Israel left that's been rioting, was rioting when Netanyahu was in D.C. I mean, if Kamala dare choose a Jewish man from Pennsylvania, well, certainly that will heighten their desire to riot at the convention in Chicago.
Owen, I think you're right on the money here. I would have said, based on my own sources, that 2 weeks ago, Josh Shapiro had this nomination locked up. But Barack Obama has taken control of this campaign. Big story in the Washington Post about his moving several of his former top aides in. And my information is that Obama has told Kamala Harris and her people, well, it's really just Kamala Harris because he is her people, that the selection of Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania will cost them the very large and active Muslim American vote in both Minnesota and Michigan. So I think Mr. Shapiro's time has come and gone. I am told that the governor of Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz, who I'd actually admit I've never heard of in my entire life until now, has cleared everything from his weekend schedule. And I'm predicting that Shapiro will be passed over. The other hot candidate here was Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. He had a minor problem. He's partners with a Chinese communist country that makes the kind of surveillance satellite balloons that the Biden administration allowed to spy on America. So I guess in Kelly's case, he has a side job as a U.S. senator from Arizona, but the big money's coming from his partnership building balloons with the Red Chinese to spy on America. I think that was the end of his candidacy.
Wow. You know what? A lot. That's three important developments. One, on the Obama aides moving in, because Kamala's, she has no, everybody quit. Everybody that works for Kamala's has quit because she's such a BI itch. Nobody can stand to work for her. And then with Walz, I noticed that kind of the younger left, far left social commentary started promoting Walz in the last 24 hours. I think maybe the reason why they don't want to go with Kelly, though, is they're looking at the Senate now and thinking, we can't risk a seat because this whole thing is up for grabs.
I think that's a real possibility. I mean, Walz is clearly a racist. I saw an ex-posting of his the other day in which he said, you know, Trump's upset because he's going to get his ass kicked by a black woman. That's racist. I find that offensive, don't you, Owen? I think that's racist. I don't like that.
Well, it's funny, Roger. I don't know about you. My invitation to the National Association of Black Journalists never came. I don't know why. I never received it. Now, unfortunately, I never received my invitation to the National Association of White Journalists either. So I'm getting blackballed from both sides here. I guess I'm just skinless. But, you know, Kamala Harris is actually the one that didn't show up to the National Association of Black Journalists. She was the no-show, not Trump. Trump showed up.
Yeah, the thing obviously is set up. Trump asked if he could attend by Zoom. They said no, but they allowed her to attend by Zoom. A total setup. For those who say, oh, Trump should never have raised this issue, I completely disagree. Kamala Harris should not be allowed to keep shifting her ethnicities for political expedience. She celebrated being the first Indian-American U.S. senator elected. Fine. But then don't turn around and say you're black, implying, of course, that she's African-American, which she's not. I see that Right Wing Watch just attacked me for supporting the president. I think this is there's nothing inappropriate here. She should not be allowed to define herself as something that she is not. Now, Judge Joe Brown, I believe he's black. He's come out and pointed out that, no, sorry, she's not black. Will they accuse him of being a racist as well? Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised Kamala won't do a sit-down interview. They might ask how she got started in politics, and I guess nobody wants to hear that issue. By the way, I think Trump made the right move with his commentary, and I think it shows in the response specifically from black Americans. All right, Roger Stone on the move. Appreciate you popping in. Looking sharp as always, man. That tie, you did a good job, but the tie really stole the show.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war! Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Anticipate Tim Walz will end up getting the vice presidency nod. I think that they probably were going to go with Shapiro, but they know the radical left anti-Israel base is not going to want to have a vice president who served as a volunteer in the Israeli army. So I think they just... Plus, there's this news story coming out about this girl whose death he ruled a suicide, which clearly was not a suicide. And he stepped in and just threw the whole case off and shut it down. So that's weird. And I think that now they're doing the measurements with Kelly. I think Kelly would have been their second pick, but they can't afford to take a senator off a seat in Arizona right now. And they just don't even want to take an incumbent away. So I think Walz may end up being the choice, especially if they think it will serve their far left wing, and maybe they even think Minnesota's up for grabs. So that might be the thinking there. But it's funny that he said that, because I normally don't take too much into consideration when I see trends on the far left and their young social media followers and posters. But they were all promoting Tim Walz in the last 24 hours. And then he says that, and it's like, oh, okay, so maybe that's what's going on here. So I don't know why. I guess maybe I don't know much about Walz. Maybe he is radical left. I don't know. We got a crew member here from Minnesota that has family there. Is Walz known as a radical leftist? So maybe we can get an answer on that. But, boy, if the Democrats cancel their convention, that will actually be hilarious. That would actually be hilarious. And maybe they were supposed to announce Shapiro today. They might even have told Shapiro he was going to be the one. And that's the reason why they posted that video out about him being the vice president. And somebody didn't get the message, hey, no, they pulled that. They don't want Shapiro anymore. But somebody already posted the video, and so now it's too late. And they've since scrubbed it from everywhere. I did share it on my X account, if you want to go see it. So they did it, though. I mean, they just totally, they just ran a coup on Joe Biden. I mean, these people are so corrupt, man. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, and I do have this conversation. People do come up and ask me. They want to talk about politics when they see me. And, you know, there's people out there that don't want to vote for Trump again or don't like some of his policies. And they're just curious. And they're like, well, you know, what do you think? And I tell them, I'm like, look, man, you're not picking a best friend. You're not picking a babysitter. You're not picking, you know, your moral leader. You're picking a president. And you've got to be pragmatic. And so that's just how I look at it. I am a political pragmatist, and Donald Trump, and really, I shouldn't even have to make the case. Donald Trump is such far and beyond the best candidate that we have a chance of winning with that it's just a no-brainer to me. It's not even a doubt. But okay, forget about that for a second. I mean, these Democrats are so freaking corrupt. They lied to you about Joe Biden for 4 years with his cognitive decline, which is, it's even worse than we think, because if you go back to the 2020 debates, and I went and watched some of the highlights, they were kind of getting into Joe Biden with the mental decline. They were hinting at it a little bit as just kind of like a nod to the voters, like, hey, do you really want this old geezer in here? But Biden was still good enough to pass in 2020. I mean, you can go watch some of his events and the debates. He was good enough to pass. I mean, folks, he's done now. And I think it's a rapid decline. I'm telling you, I don't know if they want to hand it over to Harris in the next 95 days or however many days till the inauguration, but I think we're very near the point where Biden just cannot even make public appearances anymore. I mean, it's bad. He's doing like 2 or 3 events a week now. I don't even think he's, as they say, governing. And you saw him late last night on the tarmac when the prisoners show up. I mean, he's out on his feet. He randomly boarded an airplane. What is he even doing? He just walks onto an airplane on the tarmac. Nobody even knew what he was doing. They had to go corral him out of there. Maybe he needed to go sit down. I don't know. And he's literally out on his feet, folks. It's bad. So Gerald Ford might end up being right. And I haven't played the clip because he hasn't been right. But, I mean, Gerald Ford predicted in the, I think it was the 80s, a young lady asks him, when do you think there'll be the first female president? And Gerald Ford says, well, it's going to happen when the president selects a female vice president and then the president will die. And that's how you'll have the first female president. So maybe Gerald Ford will be proven right. Yeah, there's Joe Biden just wandering onto the airplane. And everybody's like, what is he doing? Secret Service is like, what is he doing? Kamala's like, what is he doing? Well, maybe he needed to go to the bathroom. Maybe he needed to sit down. He was having an episode. He's in bad shape. And so that's what's so crazy, though, because that's a real story. The rapid physical and mental decline of Joe Biden. That is a real story. He is still the president of the United States, and he's gone. But the media continues to cover it up. They already ran the coup, so now you don't have to talk about him running for president or being president another 4 years. And everybody already knew about his decline, so we just don't talk about it now. No, that's a big story. It's big enough that they covered it up for 4 years, and they're continuing to do it. He's still the president. He's still the president, folks. But is he? Is he? All right. Look at this before we go to break. Well, I'll come back and play that, actually. I'll come back and play that. Let's go to... I mean, do you want to hear more about how Kamala Harris is South Indian, how proud she is to be South Indian? Because that's what she was when she was the vice president. She's black when she's running for president. Let's just go ahead. Just play clip 15.
I stand before you as the first candidate for vice president of the United States of South Asian descent.
Our dear friend will be the first Indian American vice president in the history of the United States of America.
Why aren't she
Kamala
Harris? Why isn't she
black? As many of you know, generations of my family come from India. My mother was born and raised in India, and I have family members who live in India today.
Asian Americans are the fastest growing population here in North Carolina, and among that, Indian Americans are driving a lot of that growth right here.
All
in
right,
the triangle.
Look, we've beat this thing to death. There's more. I mean, there's literally, these videos are everywhere, folks. So it's just frustrating because what the Democrats have done is weaponized race or skin color. Might even be a better way to put it. They've turned it into a political weapon. But to the citizen that they're trying to deceive and take advantage of, specifically black Americans, they're the ones that sell this value of, hey, you're black, so you need to get special treatment. You need to be treated differently. But then they just use it against you when it's convenient for them. Like Kamala Harris is black running for president. She's Indian when she's running for vice president. So it's whatever they need to do to change the weapon for whatever the battlefield calls for politically. So, she's vice president. She's Indian. Oh, she's running for president. She's black now. It's offensive. It's despicable. It's disgusting. But that's who we're dealing with. All right. I'm going to come back and play a couple of these other videos. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We'll do about 20 minutes of calls or so. I'll hit a couple of these other headlines, but we'll take some calls on a Friday. And then we got a big guest coming up to talk about Venezuela and some of the situations in Israel as well. Folks, if you like this show with the big guests that we got on and the coverage that we have, please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The T-shirts are going to be going fast. Limited edition T-shirts going fast. But actually, I believe we are almost out of signed copies of Alex's new book. We haven't talked about this book. It came out months ago. We are down to the final signed copies. So if you've yet to purchase Alex's new book or you want to get one of the last signed copies, it's your last chance right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So final copies. Last copies of the signed book by Alex Jones. Last signed copies going right now.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
¶¶
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.